Hey everyone, welcome to the next episode of the Life Isn't Linear podcast. Life isn't linear and neither is the journey, but the goal is to keep making progress. This is Josh. Life's a garden, dig it. Classic David Spade movie Joe Dirt. Although it's a ridiculous movie, it does have a few good nuggets to take away besides the laughs. Our life is a garden. Throughout our lives, life, via events, people, places, will plant seeds in us. And it's our responsibility to either grow the right seeds or dig out the bad ones. Ultimately, we are our own gardeners. As a parent, I think about this stuff a lot, and I want to plant good seeds for my kids. I see my kids, and they are so young, and they're now starting to go out into the world. And it's hard knowing that they will experience difficult moments. But it's also exciting to know that they'll experience moments of elation. And as a parent, I want their garden to be bountiful. Just think of that, and think of the best seeds that life planted you. How did they make you feel? What did you learn from it? And how did it better you? For me, for example, I look back to my college experience. The friends I met there shaped my life for the better. Those key group of friends are still a big part of my life. And even though we're all over the country, we still make it a point to stay in touch. Because that period helped me forge my lifelong friends, the values I have, how to deal with adversity, and how to treat people. I went out into the world young, yes, but prepared and confident to shape my reality to what I wanted at the time. And I've always had this sense that I have the fortitude to go out and capture what I want. This came because people then had an unwavering belief in me, and they supported me. That acceptance changed my life for the better. It planted seeds in me that I wanted to see flourish. It influences me to this day, because it was the building blocks of the positive things in my life. I think of those moments, and it fuels me to move forward in my life today. But you also have to think of the worst seeds that life planted in you. How did it change you? What did you realize about yourself, and what could you have done different? After college, I had a pair of bosses, and this was many years ago. And it wasn't that they were bad people, but they didn't live up to the ideas for the industry that we were in. And by working from them, I kind of felt I had this guilt by association. Their questionable and sometimes unethical behavior didn't reflect how I felt. But by staying employed there, I was kind of saying, I'm okay with this. And when I had noticed that this guilt by association was happening to me, it made me rethink where I wanted to work and who I wanted to be associated with. And I had put a lot of my blood, sweat, and tears into that place. Working at two facilities for a while, putting in crazy hours, working weekends, etc. In the end, none of it was appreciated, and I wasn't ever thanked for my work. I had to constantly monitor any extra pay I was supposed to get, and it kind of became a toxic situation. I learned that you can learn anything from anyone, how to be and how not to be. Thankfully, I did leave, and I found a career later that was much more rewarding. But I will never forget that period because it clearly showed me what I didn't want to cultivate in my garden. No matter what has happened in our life, we have an obligation to ourselves to take those seeds and cultivate them and grow them or dig them out and discard them. And it's not always easy and it's not always fast. Like a garden, you have to discard what is sucking the nutrients or the energy from your soil so that the nutritious life can thrive. And life feels the same way. You have to discard what doesn't serve you. And I try really hard not to get frustrated with this slow process, and believe me, I do. A fertile garden can take years to foster, maybe even decades, to get the soil just right for cultivation. And life is like that too. You can learn in a short time what is needed, but sometimes it may take years to fully implement. And it doesn't help that our society has the on-demand approach, instant gratification. We do things in our life for that instant gratification. And I suspect human nature has always been this way. When things are tough, we just want to wish it all away. At times, we party when we are sad to mask that feeling of being alone or unhappy. We use drugs and alcohol to suppress how we are feeling about a period in our lives. Or we get under someone to get over someone else. Instead of taking these moments as an opportunity to shape our garden, we just damage our soil. Who knows, maybe beyond repair, or it takes years to make it right again. I think when it comes to your garden, doing what is easy isn't the answer. We have to be uncomfortable doing hard things, and maybe even being uncomfortable for more than a few seconds, especially if the end goal is something we want and something we value. If there is something we want and we go about it in all the wrong ways to deal with it, then we betray our values and our feelings. And that will never bode well for our internal validation. What is sad is we have watched our friends or loved ones go through these moments. Sometimes we know they are alone and we do nothing. Maybe we've had something to do with it, or we feel it isn't our business, or we think people need time alone. People, check in on your homies often. Make sure that the people who are important to you know that and make sure they're okay. Kindness goes a long way and it's free. Again, you never know how your kindness could help shape someone's reality. Like any garden, you need tools to work the soil. And what are these tools? I think it differs for each person. And I could sound off a list of virtues, but virtues are your tools. In the end, I think courage is your top tool. It takes courage to go through life and to do what is right for you, to stand against a crowd that may not have your best interest. It takes courage to follow your own way. It takes courage if your way isn't popular or easy, but it is absolutely critical. Right now, I'm working on the things in my life that will make my garden more plentiful. And that is where I really want to spend my time. What skill sets can I learn to build me up for future success? And what is crazy is that we do grow, and we don't often realize that we have. For example, right now I'm taking a night class. It's once a week for about 2.5-3 hours. And I'm really trying to push myself to become more astute in the world of investing. And I won't lie, I was nervous to start the class. And when I arrived in the room, I thought either I've gotten a lot bigger or the desk are a lot smaller. But what I did notice quickly is that my ability to take in the information was much easier than it was 20 years ago. My confidence to interact with the instructor and the other classmates was different too. I think it helps being older, but it made me realize that my garden has become much more fertile due to the positive seeds I have cultivated over the years. It was that undeniable proof that I am who I want to be, and that pushes me to keep going further. I think that's what inspired me to make this episode. There are many times in life we don't think we are growing, but when we step outside our comfort zone and we take in all of the surroundings, we realize how far we've come and that we have the potential to push ourselves much further. Again, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please give me a like button and rate it as 5 stars. It helps the channel. And always feel free to email me at lifeisn'tlinearpodcast@gmail.com if there's something you have to say or feedback you want to give. It's always welcomed and read. And as always, be respectful, make good decisions. And now I will leave you with the immortal words of Joe Dirt.
No, man, but you got to keep going. What am I going to do, quit? That's not an option. You got to keep on keeping on. Life's a garden, dig it? You make it work for you. You never give up, man. That's my philosophy.